Hello again, this is World Pastor Tony Alamo. This is program number 756. If you'd like to have a copy of it, Sharon will tell you how at the end of the program. Just let us know whether you want a CD or an audio tape. They're both free. I have a strong message from the book of Revelation. The Lord has revealed a lot, the book of Revelation to me. And so continue listening because the book of Revelation will glue together the entire Bible for you. And I've read many people's expositions on the book of Revelation, and every one of them so far has been wrong. But the Lord has really given me the real deal here. And it's for your eternal soul. And all you people that are in the government that are listening to me, you'll be interested in knowing the truth of the book of Revelation and also the rest of the entire Bible, because everything in the Bible is a revelation to us. And this, we really can't understand the book of Revelation unless you are in the Spirit. You can't understand the book of Revelation unless you know the rest of the Bible. All right, so, and it's something that I've studied for 44 years. Now, and sought the Lord for over 44 years. Now, I have some songs and letters as well, but right now, I want to ask the Lord, Father, for you to continue anointing me. Whether I'm even bringing a message, continue to anoint me and show me more and more and more, that you can pass it on through me to the general public, to the entire world, the listening world. Father, I ask that you rebuke Satan and the Nicolaitans, and that they come to know you, because the time is at hand. It's really the end. I know it. You told me that the first day that you revealed yourself unto me in that office in Beverly Hills. So, Lord, bless and anoint us. Rebuke Satan. Close all doors that he wants to open. And open every door of prosperity and healing to all your people and those that are going to be saved. Let not your people go hungry, Lord, or thirst, or have bad water. If it's your people, Lord, make a way for them that seems to be none. There are people that were dying of thirst out in the wilderness, Lord, and you opened a little well for them. Even for Ishmael and his mother. And you can do the same. Make pure, clean water come in the wilderness where, and in places where people seem to be in the wilderness, where there seems to be no help, no escape from the problems they have. Open doors and let them see the mighty hand, the mighty arm of the Lord. God, I ask it in Jesus' mighty name, and everyone says amen.
Amen.
All right, now, here I am to sing. This is one of our very earliest recordings. It was with a bunch of people that were not really musicians yet, and but they were filled with the Spirit at this time. And it's one of the very first recordings that we did in the church. I did many recordings outside of the church before I was saved, but this is one of the earliest ones. And believe me, folks, they were all sincere, and I am sincere also. His hand in mine.
I know our Lord is real.
things I say and done, the way I feel. But I know he's real today.
His hand in mine. In other words, I can feel the Spirit of the Lord guiding me, moving me, telling me where to not go and where to go, what to do and what not to do, and what to say and what not to say, and not to get into false doctrines, because this is one of the deeds of the Nicolaitans, which Jesus stated he was commending the people of the church, a certain church in the Bible, Ephesians, the church of Ephesus. He was telling them that they had that they were doing things wrong, and then he was telling them, but he, one thing that they did have is that, but this thou hast, that you hate the deeds of the Nicolaitans, those that have false doctrine, those that persecute the churches, that are of the Vatican, that are false religions that have united together and are attempting greatly to intimidate Christians for not becoming part of the one world cult. And so the Lord commends them by saying, but this thou hast, that you hate not the Nicolaitans, but the deeds of these evil deeds of the Nicolaitans. which Jesus said, incidentally, I also hate. I hate those deeds of those people. And if they continue on in those deeds, they're not going to be in heaven. They're going to spend eternity in hell. Now we've got a repairman now. I'm sure you can hear it on the air. We just have to praise and thank the Lord. Lord, rebuke that. Make him take a break. It's lunchtime. All right, praise the Lord. Verse 7. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. To him that overcometh. Overcometh what? Overcomes, don't put that away on the Nicolaitans. Overcomes the things of this world. And you just think, well, you know, these banks, you know, they caused all of us to go into foreclosure. All of the people that overspent. That isn't it. That overcomes. When you're in the Spirit of the Lord, if you're in the churches, one of the seven churches represented here, and the true churches of the Lord will be represented by these seven churches here. The Lord, every church in the world, except false churches, are represented here. But we see that the Nicolaitans, where the Lord says, but this thou hast, thou hatest the deeds of the Nicolaitans. Well, I'm going to have Sharon read to you what the Bible dictionaries, that's why I don't like Bible dictionaries, because they don't really, a lot of the people that have put together Bible dictionaries were not that deep in the Lord. They were not, they didn't go through fire, they weren't soul winners. Yeah, the soul winners are the ones that are really the body of Christ. They're the man-child that was about to be born, because the man-child, we must come to the Lord as a child. And so when the Bible states the man-child was taken up into heaven, that's talking about the man-child is, all of us are the body of Christ that have accepted Christ. And we're taken up with him, because we're to be sitting with him in heavenly places while we're still here on earth. Because we need his direction, we need to be close to him in the Spirit on a continuous basis. But these Nicolaitans are doing everything in their power to get the children of the Lord's minds off of Christ and being with him in heavenly places. So what they're doing is they're trying their best to excite people into the things of the world. Like you see where they trying to, the government is attempting to throw people's souls by telling them, they don't even let the children watch television. They don't let their kids mingle with the bad people on the face of this earth, because we don't want our children to be part of or to begin learning their way of life. You take a lot of people. Now we go to the ghettos. They believe in narcotics and drugs and alcohol. They believe in murder. It's all right. You see so many murders down there and everything. We're not to be fellowshipping with those people. We can go there. We are commanded to go there and witness to them and pull them into our neighborhoods and into our churches, rather. And so that, but we need to tell them to stop deeds that they're in, because the Nicolaitans also, there's a group of them that are much worse than murders, because what they do when somebody first gets saved, they come after them with a flood of false accusations, of all different temptations to get into the life of idolatry. And idolatry doesn't just mean worshiping a statue. Everything in the world is a statue, with the exception of the Lord himself. So when you say, I hate the deeds of the Nicolaitans, I hate the deeds of the things that people do in this world and that they exalt, like sports, that's Nicolaitans. The Nicolaitans are the ones that are persecuting the churches, your judges, your prosecuting attorneys, your city fathers that impose more rules and regulations on the people of the Lord than they do anyone else. And the Lord says that the people that are of this particular church that I just explained, they hate the deeds of these people that are attempting to make it look like Jesus never really rose from the grave. They say that they felt like the History Channel. They say this is the Nicolaitan, the deeds of the Nicolaitan. They're the Nicolaitans. They're saying that Christ hasn't risen. And that is such false doctrine to cause people's souls to not believe the Bible. But the Bible is holy writ. I mean, it is, there's over 500 people that saw Jesus raise, not only raise up from the dead, but to ascend into heaven. And 120 of those people were there on the day of Pentecost in the upper room in Jerusalem and received the baptism of the Holy Spirit. So there's a flood coming out of Satan's mouth of false doctrine and not only false doctrine, but false accusations and cleverly devised fables to do everything that Satan can do to deceive the world into believing that we're nothing but a bunch of animals, that we don't have souls, there's no eternity, there's no heaven, there's no hell, and all these different things. And this is what Jesus says, that you people... one thing that you have is that you really hate the deeds of the Nicolaitans, which I also hate. I hate the things that they're doing to the people of the world, because the whole world is now deceived. Satan has been cast down from heaven. He used to be able to go up and accuse the saints day and night. If you recall in the book of Job, he went up there and says, "What about your servant Job? How come, what are you going to do about him? If you take the hedge away from him, you've got a hedge around him to where nothing can get to him. But let me bring some false accusations. Let me kill his children. Let me steal all of his camels, his wealth. Like they did you, Tony." The government brought all kinds of accusations against me, and they came in. And we had, at that time, over a period of over 30 years, we accumulated about $100 million worth of property. It was just property for people to live in different churches. There are none of them. Some of these churches that the Vatican has are worth over $1 billion, and they've got their walls lined with gold. There's none of that stuff. We just took a bunch of donated lumber and things that we found, like roll roofing and things like that, and built houses for people to live in because we didn't have any money. But they, after all that work and labor, the deeds of the Nicolaitans were they came and took everything that we had and put everybody out on the street. This is supposed to be the U.S. government, but really, folks, it's from Rome, Italy. And we see, even after that, we saw them go into, just before that, they were, the Lord was telling me that they wanted to kill all of us. They wanted to come up because we keep telling people that homosexuality is not of the Lord, but it's of the devil. And that people that do that will not enter the kingdom of heaven. Well, these people, there's The government hires many homosexuals, and they're even letting homosexuals be in the service. The United States, they don't have any U.S. Marines or anything like this. Now the U.N. troops that we have, and they believe that it's okay to be a homosexual, and the Lord tells us in the Bible, or throughout the Bible, that he hates their deeds. He wants them to be saved, but he hates their deeds. Today, we see men with men and women with women, and the governments of the world, one world government, wants to allow them to be married. And the reason for it is because there's so many of the homosexuals that are in the Vatican cult that have abused young boys and even young girls. They've had sex with pedophilia. It's like 4, 5, 6 year old boys, altar boys, and 7 and 8 year olds that they've had sex with these old priests, and nasty, nasty people. And the Pope believes that he can get by with just saying, "We apologize." We apologize. No, you don't apologize for sins. You have to repent of your sins. And this is another deed of the Nicolaitans, say that we are not subject to the secular courts as the true Christians are. We, according to the Bible, should be able to take care of our court cases within our churches. And that's what they're doing. They're standing on that. And yet, they don't take care of it. They keep homosexuals in their cult. But if we even get one hint, if I get one hint of a homosexual that's trying to operate in the filthy sin of homosexuality, I put them out of the church. I've had homosexual, repentant homosexuals in the church because I have nothing against a repentant sinner. But if they want to continue sinning in my church, I don't let them. Then I would be taking part in the same deeds of the Nicolaitans. I'd be exposing the children in my church to that type of person or persons. And so you don't see me allowing that in the church. There have been some that did that in the church, but they claim they were not saved at the time. And so now they're saying they're saved, but sometimes I see wavering in them in other, they keep branching out into other satanic sins. So the deeds of the Nicolaitans, your Bible dictionaries will tell you that it was a sect back in those days, but it isn't a sect that was back in those days. What it is it's a continuing, ongoing thing. Those, if it were just in those days, then why is it that people are still bringing false accusations against Christians, true Christians? And why is it that they're still saying that homosexuals, it's all right to have same-sex marriages? No, it's even worse today than it was then. But the Lord is speaking of the end times right here in this book. So it isn't a sect 2,000 years ago, the Nicolaitans. It's a group of people that are deceived, and they are bringing false accusations. They're persecuting and prosecuting people that are of the Lord. They're trying to stop the people of the Lord from putting gospel literature on cars and distributing throughout different countries and cities in the United States and cities in other areas of the world. But the Lord says, I hate those kind of deeds that those people are doing. And if they continue doing it, I hate them. Yeah. I hate them so much that they'll scream out throughout eternity. And they won't be appeased. There's be no appeasing. Like there's the Nicolaitans, for they betray one another, like all these people that came up against me falsely in a court case regarding the IRS, and they sent me to prison for a six-year sentence. I was released in 4 years because they said I had good behavior. But these are the deeds of the Nicolaitans, and they are putting people in prison on false charges. And like, for instance, John Peeler's son. Well, John Peeler stated that President Clinton, former President Clinton, wanted to pay him to assassinate me and the government, because I'm telling people about homosexuality and about the filthy things that people do, like this oral sex and the lying that this filthy man lied to the entire world, saying, I never did that, oh, I never did this and that. This is deeds of the Nicolaitans, liars, and lying in the face of everyone. And then he came out finally, because there was so much proof, and stated, well, you know, I know I did it, I lied, it was inappropriate. What a name, inappropriate. No, it's the deeds of the Nicolaitans, which Jesus hates, and also these people in this church, the Ephesians, they hated it also. They hated it, and Jesus said, I also hate. Okay, so it's actually the persecution, the judges, the prosecuting attorneys, the people, the Antichrist, people that were once saved, and they allowed Satan to enter into them, just as Judas did, and then they betrayed Jesus, and Jesus is living in me and in many people in my church, in churches all over the world, and they've deliberately, knowing that they're going to, or they've heard from the Word of God that they're going to be judged for these things, because they betrayed, they blasphemed the Holy Spirit. They sent people that had Jesus in them and the Father and the Holy Spirit to prison on false charges. And they betrayed the Lord, because we are members of the body of Christ. And in chapter 12, I'm going to break that down because of the woman sitting in the heavens, and she's got 12 stars in her crown. And God gave me the exact, there's many interpretations of it, but folks, there's only one true interpretation of the Bible, and that's the way that the Lord set it down. And so, but you're going to hear the real interpretation of it. The Nicolaitans are definitely not some sect back in the days of the apostles, but it's been an ongoing thing ever since the beginning of time, ever since Adam and Eve, ever since Cain and Abel. Cain did the deeds of the Nicolaitans, murdering the innocent people. And the people today that are murdering innocent babies, babies that have no chance to fight for themselves. And I've spoken out about this so much. God hates you kind of people, the deeds that you kind of people are doing. And if you don't stop it, you're going to, he'll hate you. Now, he hates it. And stop it. Okay, Sharon, now from the Bible Dictionary, just to show everybody how you're not to rely on the things that they say, these dictionaries. Some things are right, and some things are very wrong, and that's why it's a counterfeit. A good counterfeit mixes truth, lots of truth, but they slip in the evil. Slip in false doctrine. Go ahead, read a little of it here.
Nicolaitans, a sect or party that arose in the apostolic period of the church, mentioned twice by name in the book of Revelation, chapter.
Yes, okay, so Satan didn't start out there. D- Did he?
No.
Just when the apostles were on earth? The evil deeds of Satan that's living in people. Now, the Lord doesn't want Satan to live in you, because when Satan's living in you, you're going to be doing the deeds of the Nicolaitans. Now, the Lord doesn't hate you. He wants you to repent. Okay, continue on, Sharon.
Chapter 2, verse 6 and verse 15. In the former passage, it is said, to the credit of the church in Ephesus, that she shared in the feelings of the Lord concerning the Nicolaitans, viewing them with the hatred they deserved.
Right. Or with the hatred of the deeds, which hatred is absolutely godly. Okay, it's godly. Then what?
The charge is made that some in Pergamos, verse 15, held to the teachings of the Nicolaitans, who are...
Well, in other words, they begin... It's actually the worldliness. If worldliness creeps into the church, where they start agreeing that homosexuals can be married, and they also spread that the things of the Lord, such as the people in the Bible that were polygamous, that's wrong, and that having children is wrong, and that marriage is wrong, and giving tax breaks for people that are not married, the government wants them to shack up, to commit fornication rather than to be married, and it's an unending source of murdering babies, millions of them. It's like the most incredible. And the largest Holocaust that has ever happened on the face of this earth, it dwarfs the Holocaust in World War II, because there's like hundreds of millions of babies that have been murdered. And it's that's the deeds, one of the deeds of the Nicolaitans, which the Ephesians hated and also Jesus hates. Then what?
The charge is made that some in Pergamos held to the teachings of the Nicolaitans, who are compared to those who, quote, hold the teaching of Balaam, etc.
Well, Balaam, that's also the one that prays against the Christians, against the Hebrews, people that just do everything in their power to persecute the Jews, the Christians. We have to become a Jew. We have to become an Israelite in order to be a Christian. We have to accept the Lord Jesus Christ. We have to be grafted into him. He is likened unto an olive tree, and we, as the branches of an olive tree, grafted into the Lord, Jesus. And so anything that is repugnant to Jesus will also be repugnant to us, because we are ones that believe the words of God. We don't believe the secular or government. We don't believe secular people. We have nothing to do with them. The things that they do are not enchanting to us. We don't like that at all. As a matter of fact, we hate it. We hate when people say, this Church of the Latter-day Saints, that they're saying they don't even let them watch TV. Well, I don't either. You want to do something about that, because the TV is full of all kinds of sexuality and sensuality and lasciviousness and every filthy thing on the face of the earth, and it's empty-headedness. It's like people making sport of people that, for instance, they're having us married couples get on that Maury show, and you can just tell that he loves when people have committed adultery, and this is your baby, this is not your baby, and oh, they start running and crying, and he just thrills, and this man is a Nicolaitan. He's evil. And we don't want our children watching that stuff, because They're saying, well, if they're doing it, maybe we could do it also. Or if they're committing, if they're homosexuals, maybe, you know, we as children of born-again Christians, we can commit homosexual acts also and be married to them. And there's just a host of things that are of the world. It's just full of lust, the lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, the pride of life, that we don't want our children doing, having anything to do with, because the Lord doesn't want us to do it. Why? Because the Lord says, I hate it. I hate it. And anything that the Lord hates, we hate also. Otherwise, we wouldn't be of the Lord. We'd be of the world like you are. Okay? So you need to keep your children into private schools, Christian schools, or you can homeschool them yourself. You can get books from Abeka Book Company, and you even have to watch them too, because there's many things that they have in their books that are unscriptural, just like this Bible dictionary. What company does this come from? Is it Zondervan?
Moody Press.
Huh?
Moody Press.
Moody Press, yeah. Okay, so Moody Press and Zondervan, there's all kinds of false doctrines in there, those people. As a matter of fact, at one time, one of those groups were saying that Sue and I were a cult. Yeah, we're the furthest thing from a cult. And so I called them up and said, well, I think you've made a mistake, no doubt. You need to take that and destroy that book. They said, we will not destroy it. So they are part of the Nicolaitans. I hate the things that they're doing, but I witnessed to them down through the years attempting to win their souls. But they still more than likely have that book on their bookshelf. And, you know, people believe that stuff. They say, oh, if it's in print, it must be true. And it's not true. Okay, so continue reading from what the meaning of their false meaning of Nicolaitans is. Then what? Go ahead.
The general voice of antiquity accuses them of holding the lawfulness of eating things offered to idols and of mixing in and encouraging.
Well, eating things offered to idols means that they are doing things that idolatrous people do. They commit fornication, they commit homosexuality, lesbianism, and all these other things. Okay, what else, Sharon?
And of mixing in and encouraging idolatrous worship.
Well, idolatrous worship, not just worship, just doing the things the idolaters do. Pornography, houses of prostitution. They make light of that, the world does. And when people that are of the Lord see that it's lightly taken, no big deal, it's the things that everybody does, and the false preachers that are saying, no one's perfect, you could do that, and the doctor, the false doctor, once saved, always saved, in other words, you can commit sin. And then with all these encouragements from television, radio, magazines, and the nude pictures and everything, of course, all children are corrupt, and they figure there's no heaven, there's no hell, I'll kill. And they go out and kill their own friends and anyone that upsets them, that they feel that they have a right. And then you've got the psychiatrists that tell them, they're part of the Nicolaitans too. They tell them, well, you know, his grandmother kicked him in the rear end or slapped his face, and therefore he has a right to kill. We have to let him off the hook so far as being punished because, you know, his grandmother did that to him. And in other words, blame the guilt of sins of the Nicolaitans on your grandmother, your grandfather, your parents. You were abused when you were a kid, and so you have a right to do what you do. But, you know, I was abused a lot when I was a kid, not sexually, but you know, just my parents didn't really seem to care that much. I didn't know that when I was a child, but they didn't. And my own dad, you know, went all over the world while we didn't even know where he was or what he was doing. And I wound up supporting my mother and two brothers. And I was very young when I was doing that. But so we see all these things and these movies, and well, I don't want to subject our children to those things. Even Disney movies. I mean, they now everybody will think I'm evil for this, but he says he's got the magic kingdom, and the Lord tells us to stay away from magic. He's got flying elephants and talking ducks and Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs and all these different fantasies that, you know, you really don't want your children to hear anything about, because they need to be able to separate truth from fantasy. And, you know, it's really an abomination for the people of the world to be sober and to be serious. And, you know, we have some laughs. We laugh about some of the things that we've been through and that the Lord has taken us through. But the Nicolaitans are something, those people that do those things, the deeds that they're doing, and I could go on forever telling about all the different deeds of the Nicolaitans, the universities that are teaching that it's, you know, let's play football, let's box, let's play football, basketball, baseball, all these things. What are they going to do in the spiritual realm for you to earn a presence in the kingdom of heaven? Anything that's against the kingdom of heaven is, you know, some of the people that are of the Lord, like John, who wrote this book here. He was boiled in oil, but he didn't die. And we wouldn't go through these things if it wasn't necessary for us to be sober and to be vigilant and diligent. We must be sober-minded. It's a commandment from the Lord. And if you're not, well, the Lord says he hates mirth. Now, you have these big comedy shows, and people are just laughing, screaming laughing. It's so funny because they're talking about all filthy thing. Every other thing they're saying is like the F word and every other kind of filthy word, or MF and all that. And that's, you like that? Well, the Lord says, I hate it. Okay, verse 7. He that has an ear, let him hear. If you have a spiritual ear, you're going to receive what the Lord is saying here. But if you don't have a spiritual ear, you're just going to say, oh man, we live once and we're going to have fun. Every day is the beach, going out, banqueting, and traveling here and there just to see things, see the sights before you die. He that hath an ear, let him hear. He that has a spiritual ear, let people hear what the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, not the world is saying, but what the Holy Spirit saith unto the churches. Well, but we don't belong to that church. No, but the Lord wants you to belong, to receive the rebuke of all these different churches and do what he, the Spirit, says to do. Because these seven churches depict all the problems that the people of the in the churches today have. And there's not that many churches today. To him that overcometh, in other words, to him that does listen to what the Spirit says to the churches, to you that overcomes, that you don't let slander or persecution or anything throw your soul, or you don't allow any of the lust in the world to overcome you. He that overcomes will I give to eat of the tree of life. You'll be able to continue hearing from Jesus, which is in the midst of the paradise of God. Well, Jesus is sitting in the paradise of God, and we're sitting there with him in heavenly places in the Spirit, so that we are able to stand in this world firmly and not be influenced by anything, so anything of the world, anything that the Nicolaitans are trying to penetrate into our spirits, our souls, our minds, and our bodies. Verse 8. And unto the angel of the church of Smyrna write, the Lord is instructing John to write these things, saith the first and the last. Well, Jesus has already said twice, I was the beginning and I am the ending. I'm the A to Z. I'm the first and the last, which was dead. I was crucified and I am now alive and is alive. Verse 9, I know thy works and tribulation. So the Lord knows that I've done all kinds of work for him. I've done hundreds and thousands of tapes, and I've done hundreds of pieces of literature, and I'm constantly witnessing. I know thy works and tribulations. I've been put in prison. I've been put in jail for distributing literature and poverty. Well, poverty, yes. Well, we never had lots of money, not at all. But thou art rich. We're rich spiritually, and that's where it's at. Having a lot of money doesn't do you any good, because you could die at any minute, and you're not going to take any of it with you. But thou art rich, and I know the blasphemy of them which say they are Jews, in other words, that say they're Christians, like the Vatican, and are not, but are the synagogue of Satan. Whoa! I mean, that right there tells you it's blasphemy what they're saying, that they're Christians. Verse 10, fear none of those things which thou shalt suffer. Because they're the ones that's causing all the suffering in the world. The Bible says that they're the father, they're the mother of every abomination on this earth. Everything bad that's happening, they're the ones that spawned it. Through television, radio, through the government. Fear none of those things which thou shalt suffer, that you're going to go through because of them. Behold, the devil shall cast some of you into prison. Well, it surely was the devil that cast me into prison, that ye may be tried, and you shall have tribulation 10 days. Well, I had tribulation more than 10 days, but this is for some of you. Be thou faithful, full of faith, of my word. Well, you mean to say that we have to do something every day? Just believe the word of God. Don't let anyone ever turn your mind or your body to do things that are not of the Lord. Be thou faithful unto death, even unto death of the cross or the firing squad, or you're to be decapitated. If you do, I will give thee a crown of life. You'll have life forevermore. Okay, so now then, my time is up, but we're going to continue this tomorrow. Make sure that you listen in. Okay, where's the first letter from?
This is the continuation of the letter from Rosebud, Arkansas.
Okay, read it.
We have patronized your Nashville store. We met and talked to many of your employees, and Porter let Dixie shape his cowboy hat in your store one day through fun, but serious, for she knew what she was doing. And when Dixie married Moose, you performed the ceremony.
Yes. Now, Moose is the one that directs a lot of those, Nashville Now, Nashville Today, many TV programs. And Dixie, I married them in my church in Nashville, which Satan has taken and sold and made into a recording studio where they do rock and roll music and country music. There's no souls being saved there, folks. Then what?
Our hearts broke when you were sent to prison. I knew you least of all, but I couldn't forget, for even though I know no way to help you, I know you were not guilty. Somehow, by the Holy Spirit, I knew you were being unduly punished, and I kept asking Dixie, for she was in connections with Nashville. Every few months, I'd ask, Dixie, do you know anything about him? Where is he? Is he out? Then one day, we were in this little cafe, not a usual stop, and I could see good then, and I looked over on another table, and there was a small paper or magazine with an ad that gave your name and number. I almost jumped out of my chair. I said, look, call this number right now. She called and accepted the invitation to your home. I enjoyed that visit and still cherish it. I felt I was in the presence of the most godly people, home, ever. It was an honor. I love you all dearly, and as Porter says, just so you know, I value my opinion very much, and I too am filled with the Holy Spirit, and I believe very strongly he leads, guides, and directs me as in all the above. I fully believe our paths crossed for a purpose, and even as we left your house, I told Dixie, Dixie, you should put his real, true life story on video, for someone will do it as they want it, and you, Tony, should do it while you're alive, so it can be done the way it is supposed to be done, to the glory of God.
Okay, well, we have to read the rest of it on the next program, because now it's time to pray. Now you're being fed the real Word of God. The truth of it, you know what the deeds of the Nicolaitans are, it's not some sect years ago. This spirit of Satan has been going on for the beginning of time and is even accelerated in these last days because Satan knows that his time is short and he's going to be in hell, in the lake of fire forever. And all the people that follow him, it's the same as blasphemy of the Holy Spirit to believe in the things of this world and not of the Lord. So those of you that want to, you know, you have this day, choose whom you're going to serve. As for me and my house, we'll serve the Lord. Okay, here now is how to begin salvation. That's just to say this prayer. Say unto the Lord now, my Lord and my God, have mercy upon my soul, a sinner. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God, and I believe that he died on the cross and shed his precious blood for the forgiveness of all my former filthy sins. And I believe that you, Father, raised Jesus from the dead by the power of the Holy Spirit. I open the door of my heart, and I invite you into my heart, Lord Jesus, Holy Father, and Holy Spirit. Wash all my former filthy sins away in the precious blood that you shed for me on the cross at Calvary. You will not turn me away, Lord Jesus. You will save my soul. I know because your word says so. You value your word higher than your name. And so therefore, I trust your word. And I love your word. Therefore, I know you've heard me and you've answered me and I'm saved. And I know I'm saved. And therefore, I just praise and thank you, Lord. Raise your hands up and praise and thank the Lord for saving your eternal soul. And Sharon, tell everyone how to receive a copy of this program, number 756.
Go to alamoministries.com or write to Tony Alamo Christian Ministries, P.O. Box 6467, Texarkana, Texas, 75505, or call area code 479-782-7370. That's 479-782-7370, or fax to area code 479-782-7406.
Praise the Lord. This is World Pastor Tony Alamo saying tune in tomorrow for another exposition of the real meaning of the book of Revelation. And this is, you know, standing in the Lord one day at a time. Don't think about serving the Lord to a week or two from now because you might not live another day. So it's just one day at a time. And I'm walking in the Holy Spirit, and one of these days soon, the Holy Spirit's going to swing down and take you up to heaven, or if you're saved, for sure he will. If you're not, well, it's another story. Here I am to sing Swing Down, Sweet Chariot.
Why don't you swing down, sweet chariot, stop and let me ride. Swing down, chariot, stop and let me ride. Rock me, Lord, calm and easy, well, I got a home on the other side.
Why don't you swing down, sweet chariot, stop and let me ride.
Swing down, chariot, stop and let me ride. Rock me, Lord, calm and easy, well, I got a home on the other side.
Well, Ezekiel went down in the middle of the field. He saw an angel working on a chariot wheel.
wasn't so particular about the chariot wheels. Just wanted to see how a chariot feels. Now don't you swing down, sweet chariot, stop and let me ride.
Swing down, chariot, stop and let me ride. Rock me, Lord, rock me, Lord. How that is, he will. I got a home on the other side.
Well, got on board, chariot wasn't bumping on down the road. Zeke wasn't particular about the bumping on the road. Just wanted to lay down his heavy load. Why don't you swing down, sweet chariot, stop and let me ride?
Swing down, chariot, stop and let me ride. Rock me, Lord, rock me, Lord. I'm an easy well. I got home on the other side.
Well, I got a father in the promised land. Ain't gonna stop until I shake his hand. Rock me, Lord, rock me, Lord. Bob, I'm easy. Well, I got a home on the other side. Why don't you swing down, chariot, stop and let me ride?
Swing down, chariot, stop and let me ride. Rock me, Lord, rock me, Lord. Bob, I'm easy. Well, I got a home on the other side.
Why don't you swing down, sweet chariot, stop and let me ride?
Swing down, chariot, stop and let me ride. Rock me, Lord, bound and easy.
Well, I got a home on the other side.